This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
Wired Wednesday.
It's Wednesday night. Time once again for our Wired Wednesday feature where we talk about all things techie. And joining us once again is local tech expert John Beeler. John, good to have you with us again tonight.
Great. Hello.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good, good. Lots to talk about, so let's get to it. Ford and Google, I understand, joining forces to make self-driving cars better.
Yes. One of the hottest rumors this week has been the planned unveiling of a joint venture between Google and Ford that will be announced next month at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. What this means is that Google will have a mass production partner in Ford that can help them manufacture vehicles, and Ford gets all of the years of insight and intelligence that Google has gleaned from basically learning how self-driving cars could work and all the different technologies that go into them.
Any idea when these cars might be on the road?
It's getting really close. I know Ford has said in the past it could be as soon as next year, like 2016, maybe 2017. But I think there's going to be a whole pile of regulations that are going to have to be in place before that could actually happen. But we're getting really close.
For sure. And in terms of cost, I mean, do you have any idea of what they'll cost?
It probably wouldn't be that much more than what we see with an electric vehicle. It might even be integrated into electric vehicles specifically. But it's really just a bunch of extra sensors and a different computer that controls everything. So, you know, I can't imagine them doing it if it's going to be a ridiculous expense, because if anything, it should be a lot cheaper for people, because you'll potentially have less accidents because the car will be doing all the driving.
For sure. Something else quite interesting. I hear a new error code for censored web pages has been approved.
That's right. There's an Internet Engineering Steering Group, which is a group of engineers who help review and update the standards used on the Internet. They've approved a new status code, 451, which is actually a nod to the book Fahrenheit 451, which is meant to indicate when you're in your browser and you come across a web page that has been blocked for legal reasons. So this could be anything from a takedown notice from Google, or it could be censorship by a national government like China, for example. And so, this is like very much like when you get a 404 error when you go somewhere that doesn't exist. If you go to a page that's been taken down for whatever reason, at least have a little bit more information to know why it was taken down. You may or may not get the actual reason or the party that was responsible, but at least it gives you a little bit more information to go on as to why that website's not working for you anymore.
Well, it sounds like an interesting and a really good thing to have for if you're a journalist.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, one of the things that lets people know is that how many of these websites have been taken offline as a result of this legal demand, for example. So whether it's leaking the new Star Wars movie or it's some other kind of political unrest that a government is having issues with.
Interesting. And finally, this is pretty cool, too. Tell us about the new 3D printing technology that you can actually use your smartphone to print objects.
Yeah, this is really interesting. And I'm a big 3D printing nerd, so I'm really excited about this. There's a company in Taiwan that has developed basically a little tray that you put on top of your smartphone. And the light of your smartphone actually projects onto the bottom of this tray, which is clear, and it actually cures a resin that's in the tray, and then the tray moves up, and as the tray moves up, it sort of changes the focal point for where the light from your phone is, and essentially creating and printing objects in this tray in a resin that does eventually harden after a while. And so this is a really interesting use of technology that there's, you know, everybody has one of these things. So this has a great potential to really reduce the cost of 3D printing. And it's a really kind of a neat way of creating something on the go almost.
Very cool indeed. That's all of our time, John. Thanks for talking with us again.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you next week. That's John Beeler, local tech expert. Listen for Wired Wednesday each week here on the News 1130 Evening Show.